You're listening to SBS News.
The Wallabies made life tough for themselves in a dramatic final rugby championship game against Argentina in Salta. Australia had a disastrous first half to fall 31 points to 7 down. But a superb second half comeback saw the Wallabies outscore the home side 5-0 to run out 45-34 winners. Coach Michael Checker was understandably elated with the comeback, but unclear as to why his team struggled so much in the first half.
A few things didn't go for us, but we didn't help ourselves at all, you know, with our approach to the game, especially defensively. What's obvious is you cannot let that happen. You cannot be in that situation. Obviously very unhappy with the first half and then very happy with the second half.
The dramatic turnaround to win from 24 points down at half-time was the biggest ever comeback by the Wallabies. In motorsport, Craig Lowndes won his seventh Bathurst 1000 after last year's winner David Reynolds had led for most of the race. Lowndes was partnered by Stephen Richards and went on to win by 6 seconds from Scott Pye, with Scott McLaughlin in third. This is Lowndes' final season as a full-time driver, which made the victory even more special.
It's an amazing feeling, and I think it's a credit for the team. Like, we come into the weekend with such problems with the steering. Red Bull guys had a really clean lead in, but then had issues through the race. You never know when something unfolds.
In other motorsport news this weekend, British Formula One driver Lewis Hamilton has moved to the brink of a fifth world championship with a dominant victory at the Japanese Grand Prix. The Mercedes driver led from his pole position start and was never headed, while his title rival Sebastian Vettel ran into trouble and settled for a sixth-placed finish. The result means Ferrari's Vettel is now 67 points behind Hamilton. The Briton will win the title at the US Grand Prix in Texas in 2 weeks' time if Mercedes finishes 1-2 for the third successive race. The Matildas had a wake-up call ahead of next year's Women's World Cup in France. An understrength team was beaten in Saint-Étienne, with veteran forward Eugenie Lassomme scoring twice in the second half. After the match, former Matilda Joanne Peters told SBS viewers, although the loss hurt, it was a useful exercise ahead of next year's World Cup.
There's a lot of lessons there. It was great to see. It was actually a better performance, especially from the back four, I thought, in that second half. Even though we conceded those couple of goals, which, I mean, the second one, beautiful finish from Lassomme, but the first one, would be soft, and Mackenzie Arnold would be really disappointed with that.
Australia takes on England early on Wednesday morning in another game that can be seen on SBS at 4:30 a.m. In other football news, the FFA Cup semi-finals were decided over the weekend. Adelaide United reached the final for the second year running, beating semi-professional outfit Bentley Greens 2-0. And on Saturday night, tournament holder Sydney FC ensured it would be a repeat of last year's final, with a comprehensive 3-0 victory over crosstown rivals the Western Sydney Wanderers. New Dutch signing Siem de Jong said he really enjoyed his first taste of the Sydney derby.
Yeah, really nice. It was a nice game, nice atmosphere. I think they started pretty well, and we had a tough, especially the first part of the first half, I think. And well, luckily, second half, we changed it around.
In netball, Australia's Diamonds have recovered from a slow start to beat New Zealand's Silver Ferns 57-42 in the first of the four-game Constellation Cup series in Brisbane. Caitlin Thwaite scored 21 goals with 21 shots, but despite that superb performance, she admitted after the game, the Silver Ferns had out-muscled Australia in the opening quarter.
To be able to kind of recognise that in the second quarter and come out and change our strategies just a tiny bit so that we were moving off the body to take the ball rather than having a body all over us. So just adjusting that timing, I think they did it really well.
In cricket, it's beginning to look like Australia's return to the test format for the first time since the ball tampering scandal may not be a winning one. After losing the toss against Pakistan in the first test in Dubai, Australia was asked to bowl in very batter-friendly conditions. Pakistan's opening pair Imamul Haq and Mohammad Hafiz safely negotiated the first two sessions to set their country's highest opening partnership in 32 innings. Hafiz in particular enjoyed the conditions, going to tee unbeaten on 113, as Pakistan coasted to 199 without loss. And finally, in horse racing, Winx increased her incredible record winning streak to 28 with a late surge to win the Turnbull Stakes at Flemington in Melbourne. The Wonder Mare was last coming round the final bend before slowly getting into her stride and running down the field to win by a length. Winx will aim for a record fourth Cox Plate at Moonee Valley in 3 weeks' time. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.